best. So it goes something like this. You know, Rob, as you know, every now and then my clients like to introduce me to someone else that they care about. And you know, of course, I always love an opportunity to serve someone else. And gosh, if that opportunity ever presents itself to you, I think it would be good for you to have a sense of just a reminder of who our practice is geared towards these days, because it's important that it's a good match so that we don't waste their time, etc. As a reminder, our processes are geared for people who have $1 million or more of investable assets, people like yourself who've done very well and have saved well. We certainly have clients that have $5 million, $7 million, $10 million. So there's kind of a range there. If the financial wherewithal is not there, then our processes really aren't geared towards them. Sometimes we can refer them to someone else. We have a lot of colleagues in this business, and we can certainly get them the help they need. And look, I'm not expecting you to know someone's specific financial situation. Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. But it's important to just keep that in mind so that we are in front of the people that we believe that we can serve well. You know, does it make sense? How's that sound? Yeah. Now, there may be other aspects to this ideal client profile I may want to run. It could be investable assets, it could be net worth, could be income, could be other demographics such as age and geography and industry that they might work in if you're targeting a niche. So there's all sorts of things that may come to play in this conversation. But notice I didn't say my minimum is $1 million, or my minimum is $750,000, or my minimum is $500,000. I said people who we do our best work for, people who our practice is geared towards, people who our processes are geared towards. This is a subtle but I believe important distinction between being advisor-centered and being client-centered. If we say, you know, my minimum is $1 million, we're looking for people who have $1 million or more. That's all about me. If we're saying our processes are geared towards people who have $1 million or more investable assets, this is the people who we can do our best work for. Look, do they know we make money from this? Of course they do, but we just don't have to hit them over the head with it.
Right.
You know, we just come from that place of service to others. So it really is an education. And you can do that same conversation in the midst of the VIPS. I can say value, you know, we can have a value discussion. I can say I've got an important question to ask you. I was hoping we could brainstorm a little bit. And you know, Rob, as we're brainstorming, something to keep in mind that, you know, that our practice is not geared towards just anybody anymore, as you know that. And I just thought I'd remind you a little bit about, you know, who our processes are geared towards. So as we brainstorm, we stand a better chance of coming up with some folks who, you know, probably are a good match for what we do. So, we could do it there. We could certainly do it in that situation. I know you don't know someone's specific financial situation, or it's unlikely. In some cases you might, but don't worry about that. It's just if you have a sense, that's all we need. And then, you know, I'll go from there. So it's an educational process. We have to educate people.
That's great. All right. Well, next up, I'd like to discuss what it takes to turn a referral into what you call an engaged introduction. But first, can you tell the listeners a little bit about the many ways you work with financial advisors and their firms and how folks can reach you with their questions or interest in your service?
Well, I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you. A lot of different ways we help individual advisors as well as their firms. Certainly, I give speeches and seminars and boot camps, live training, live opportunities. We also have video-based opportunities for both firms as well as individuals. We have our Referral Advantage program, which is geared towards offices, agencies, larger teams, group training, group setting. We also have our Referral Champions self-study program that's geared towards an individual or maybe I like to call a study with a buddy, you know, where you find a referral buddy and you go through this together. Or a small team of 3, 4, 5 advisors. And so that's the Referral Champions program. We do have a coaching program. A lot of people like to come to our boot camp first and then take on the coaching, or they'll do the champions and then take on the coaching. Or sometimes they just want to do the coaching. And the coaching, as you know, is really all about teaching the system keeping the awareness going and a little bit of coaching and accountability to make sure people are doing what they know they need to be doing. And then, of course, we have other simple things. We have a newsletter, a free newsletter called the Referral Minute. And if you just go to referralminute.com, then you can sign up for that, and you can keep these kinds of ideas coming and tips coming on a regular basis. And we don't trade the list or sell the list, so you're not going to start getting a lot of spam. It's just my relationship with you. So if you go to referralcoach.com, and you'll find a tab there that's geared towards individual advisors. You'll find a tab there that's geared towards managers and leaders. And through that, you can certainly get a feel for what we do. And then, of course, I am never too busy to talk directly with anybody who's interested in what we can do. And my email address is Bill Cates, not Bill Gates, right? Bill Cates, C-A-T-E-S, Bill Cates at referralcoach.com. And I'm happy to answer your questions and walk you through our process. And Rob, let me turn the table on you a little bit, because I know that this audio program is going to be going to some people who don't know you, who haven't been through your Supernova Advisor program. So if you could share that as well.
Bill, thanks. Supernova Consulting Group, LLC.com is our website. And what we believe is that everybody needs a coach, whether you're a professional golfer or you're a professional financial advisor, that everybody needs a coach. And I really love the idea that you are a coach and are available for coaching, because I think that the investments that people make in hiring a coach to keep them on track and to teach them new techniques is the most valuable thing they can do to keep themselves sharp and current. What we do is we put on typically a workshop that is either a half or a full day long, and then we have a program for training consultants on the idea of Supernova, which is a model that improves the client experience by improving the financial advisor's experience. So we try to successfully transform a practice from chaos to process, and we do it in 12 weeks. And in that process, one of our byproducts is that we have an increase in productivity, which is really, in the long run, what we're all after is to have a better life and then to earn more money. And so that has been very, very successful and has been very rewarding for myself and my coaches. My book, The Supernova Advisor, is available on our website at Supernova Consulting. LLC.com and on Amazon, and has been very successful in helping financial advisors understand the process. We are available for private coaching also, and I'm available at rdnap at supernovaconsulting.com, LLC.com, and that's my email address. That's our program, and we're very excited to be doing this joint work with you, because we work so well together. But I want to get back to this. How do you turn these referrals now into engaged introductions, the final process here?
Well, it's actually a pretty simple process. And what I mean by engaged introduction is that we need to get the referral source, and in this case mostly a client, committed to getting this connection, making this connection happen. We've all experienced a client says, I'll tell my friend about you. And you say, great, let me know what she says. Let me know what he says. And then it doesn't go anywhere. So we got to get a connection here. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, an in-person connection, a social breakfast, lunch, dinner, ball game, round the golf, et cetera, is one of the highest forms of introductions, best kind of introductions if you can make it happen. You don't talk business, by the way, at an event like that. You just get to know each other. And, the new client's thinking, my friend George likes you, or a prospect, I should say, my friend George likes you and trusts you. I want to see if I like you and trust you. And so we have a social introduction. And then we want to talk a little bit about, what's the right kind of introduction. And then we need to talk about what you as the client are likely to say to their friend or to their family member to pique their interest. We got to talk about this, because in that conversation, you get more confident in making the introduction. You get a little more clear on maybe what you need to say. We're going to get a better introduction, and you get there's more buy-in to making it happen. And then we have a time frame. We always make sure that we never leave a meeting without knowing who's going to do what by when. Get a time frame and an agreement. So why don't we role play real quick? And I'll give you an idea what the formula sounds like. And why don't we go back to your sister and brother-in-law, that when I asked you for referrals, you were open to making that introduction. Well, so why don't we start with them? and we'll just see what that looks like. Now, by the way, we don't have time for it in this recording, but I also want to learn a lot about who I'm contacting. So I would be asking you questions, you know, about your sister and brother-in-law, and certainly about their family situation, a little bit where they work. And sometimes I'll ask the question, you know, what do you like, admire about them? I ask what's going on in their life that's important to them right now. What are they passionate about? Any life changes going on? Because all of that will help us in constructing the approach. But let's assume we've had that part of the conversation. I've learned a lot about. Now we're just working on the connection. So I'll say, Rob, well, you know, as you might imagine, how you introduce me to them, what you say, how you connect me to them, you know, can make a big difference as to whether they're going to be open to hearing from me or not. And so that's what I'd like to chat about for a second. Would you agree that they probably would like to hear from you first before they hear from me?
Oh, yeah, I think that would make it much stronger.
Good. And there's a lot of ways we can do this. I'll tell you one of the ways I found works the best, if you're open to it, and certainly if they're open to it. And that's it. That's maybe over a meal, where we'll call it a social introduction, where we're not going to talk business. We're not going to talk about their finances. They don't have to worry about that. It's no pressure there, no pressure to become a client of mine. We just get to know each other a little bit. Do you think that's something that might be doable? I know they're busy, but do you think we might be able to get together for a dinner or maybe a lunch on a weekend? Or what do you think?
Yeah, they're local, so I think that might work. You know what I like to do is to have cocktails, mm-hmm. and then if it looks like it's gonna work out, we can just sit down and have dinner. But if it's not, then we can.
Kind of reminds me of my blind date days.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's fine. Look, we want to do whatever is going to work best for all parties concerned. And look, if they don't want to do that, if for whatever reason they're just reticent, that they don't feel they have the time, then perhaps you can just gain, you know, permission for me to give them a call or even just shoot them an email, and then we can go from there. So we can let that be maybe the fallback position. What do you think you need to say to them to pique their interest in at least sitting down with me and meeting me?
Well, as I mentioned, I think that they're in a transition, and they have a typical, quote, stockbroker who isn't very consistent in their client contact, and they've been kind of, frankly, they've been a little jealous of what we've done in terms of the regular contacts and the, you know, the update of the financial plan, and they just want to know how much more it costs for all that service.
Mm.
And
okay.
I keep telling them that they really don't have to pay it anymore. It's just a different model,
We got what I want, and all the time to give me one. Her says,
my destination. If I hope you can see,